Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Wednesday and time for another slice of fresh bread. Jesus now is continuing in Jerusalem in John chapter 10, and he's there for a feast of dedication. Jesus now declares his deity. Here's what he says in John chapter 10, verse 22. At that time, the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe, because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Here's the Feast of Dedication. It is the time of consecration where the people during the feast remember the faithfulness of God to maintain them, to keep them, to deliver them. And so they're in the Temple Mount, and they're down at the southern end of the Temple Mount. It's called the Colonnade of Solomon. It won't be long from this moment where the church will be meeting there, the very fruit of his redeeming work on the cross. But now the Jews said, "Okay, when are you going to tell us if you're the Christ?" And Jesus says, "Well, I've already told you that I'm the Christ, but you don't believe. You don't want to believe because you're not part of my flock." If today you believe in Jesus Christ, that did not make you a part of his flock. That's because he had already ordained that you were going to be part of his flock. And he had not only come to save you, but then he gave you the ability to hear him. Instead of continuing in your own rebellion, he intervened to give you eyes to see and ears to hear. And Jesus did that in unity with the Father. He said, "I've come to do what my Father has sent me to do. I have come for those whom the Father has given to me. And I and the Father are one." So here he is declaring this one who is demonstrating his presence. It's what we call his immanence. There he is among the people, is also telling them, "I and the Father are one." God is not imprisoned in his transcendence. God has found a way and made a way to come to be among his people. And his Son has become one of us to save us and to redeem us. And then when he ascends, he sends the Holy Spirit so that he is still with us. And he is coming again so that we will be with him forever. "My sheep hear my voice, and they will follow me, and they will not perish. And there is no one who can snatch them out of my hand." Your assurance is not in your perseverance. Your assurance is in the sovereign grace of God. We cling to Jesus because we love him. But we love him because he first loved us. And it's not our clinging to him that gives us our assurance. It's him who holds us. He laid down his life for his sheep. His sheep hear his voice. They believe him and they follow him. And when Satan assaults from the gates of hell, they will not prevail because Jesus holds us in his hand. And no one can snatch them out of his hand. He is equal to the Father. He has done the will of the Father. Thus greater and sovereign is Jesus over all. So we put our trust in him, and he is the one who holds us because he is trustworthy. He sends the Spirit to do his will to bring us to Jesus. And then when we come to Jesus because we hear the voice of the shepherd, then we are assured no one can snatch us from his hand. That's why Paul will later say, "Who is it to condemn? Christ Jesus is he who died. Yes, rather, who is raised, who is at the right hand of the Father, who now intercedes for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us?" This is the God and Father who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up freely for us all. Christ is in us, and we are saved by the sovereign, sufficient, and supremacy of Christ, the Lord of glory. There's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.